Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Christmas show. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? And how do you become part of the solution? You get involved. But you get involved with real information. Don't be one of those people, you know, that doesn't have it right. Hopefully you had a great Christmas, right? You're one of those people who wasn't stuck in the snow belt. Well, they said 60% of the country was under some kind of weather condition. I hate to say it, but our weather condition in California, well, actually I don't hate to say it, but was I think it was 81 degrees or something like that, 78 degrees. I still haven't figured out how this whole climate cooling, warming, everything goes. We had temperatures of like, you know, minus 10, minus 17 in one part of the country. Temperatures of 80 degrees in another part of the country. Agreed. Unseasonably warm. But frankly and honestly, when I moved to California, I don't know what it was. God. Back, wow, I really don't remember. Had to be the mid-80s. Right? I mean, seriously. 30 years ago, whatever it was. But even so, I was swimming the first year. And at first I thought it was because I was from Boston and, you know, this is. But it was in the 80s. Again, swimming weather. So, anyhow, this has nothing to do with global warming, cooling, changing, whatever. They're talking about all these, I was going to do the story later on, about how, you know, the snow has shut down freeways on the East Coast. They had 50, 60 cars stranded. The people in Massachusetts, oh yeah, the blizzard of 78, 79. I left in the early 80s, right after that. And I was like, done with this. Because, frankly and honestly, who the heck wants to get stuck on the freeway? They had hundreds of cars stuck in Massachusetts that year. Barry, you couldn't tell. If you saw an aerial view of the freeways there, you would have thought it was just one smooth, and it wasn't. It was, the snow had piled so high, it made it look like, yes, it had gone over the top of the cars. The Army Corps of Engineers were yanking those cars out with a chain. It was great. I mean, seriously. Anyhow, a little bit of sad news, though. The subway train is derailed in Baltimore. I mean, right so far, there's reports of multiple injuries. Local news reporters say that the train was above ground when it left the tracks. There was a car on the side of the road, people trying to get out of it. That's how one responder described the accident scene. The rail traffic the rail traffic has stopped, the power has been cut in that area, and there's no word on how many people, how many injuries there were, and how far along they are with it. Hoping that, hoping those people get to safety, get what they need, and we don't really lose anybody there. I'm sorry, guys. I'm reading through the story as it comes by. But ultimately, the bottom line with it is, again, what a day after Christmas. Got to be tough on people. Anyhow, we'll give you more if more comes in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A message from Nancy Pelosi. And I'm still kind of confused. I don't know about the rest of you. I know some of you are much, 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 much smarter than I am. Right? So let me see what she has to say. And then we can take it from there. I don't know what to do.
Indeed, this bill puts people over politics. Mr. Speaker, it was sad to hear the minority leader earlier say that this legislation is the most shameful thing to be seen on the House floor.
It was.
In this Congress.
Yep.
I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th? Indeed, this is the day of immense patriotism. And that patriotism, we reformed the Electoral Count Act of 1987 to thwart future attempts to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. And as I've said before, here in the heart of our democracy.
Yes. You mean our republic?
Mr. Speaker.
Well, how did she become Speaker? I didn't even know it's a republic. All right.
This is truly a package for the people. And with immense gratitude to Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro, Patrick Leahy, to Chairman Patrick Leahy, Vice Chair Shelby, I urge strong bipartisan aye vote, yield back the balance of my time, and wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Schwanza. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is you...
Can somebody tell me what a Schwanza is? I still haven't. I know we've got an appointment. She would have been better off stopping at Happy Holidays. Maybe she's created a new one. I don't know. Maybe she didn't like Kwanzaa and I don't know. And so was.
Celebrate. Be safe. Thank you.
Yeah. And this is a patriotic thing. We forgot about January 6th. Terrible. You know, again, I'm becoming more and more, the more and more evidence I actually sit back, see, and look at, I'm becoming more and more convinced that she had something to do with January 6th. Joe Messina, your host. Let's see what Kimberly Marina has to say after the break. Be right back.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-BRO-JOE, 855-732. 5563. Hey, people starting to come into the chat room. Merry Christmas, guys. Hope you had a great Christmas and you're in one of those places that it wasn't 117 below zero. Although, I have to say, I hate saying this, though, because then it sounds like I want to stay here, and I don't. California was a brisk 82 degrees. And so, so all weekend long, it was pretty warm, pretty nice, easy to handle. All right, Kimberly Warren joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her time with me. Kimberly, how are we doing today?
Doing fantastic. How are you, Joe?
Yeah, well, what's the temperature like in your part of the country?
It is 26 degrees right now.
Oh. So apparently you won't be going swimming today, I take it.
No, not unless it's an indoor pool. No. It was really weird. Friday, you know, everybody got this big, huge storm.
Yeah.
But on the Seacoast region, which is where I live, we got rain and it was 52 degrees.
Interesting.
So it rained for like the whole day. It was obnoxious, but it rained for the whole day. So I wanted to make sure we got everything done for the weekend on Friday, because I figured, because I'm used to living in New England, it would rain all day Friday, then it was going to flash freeze and get really cold, so it would be slick roads. It was fine on Saturday and Sunday, too. It was cold.
Well, it's been really unseasonably warm here, and I was laughing because I said, if this is global cooling, climate warming, changing something, can it make up its mind? Because, you know, 60% of the country is under snow.
Yep.
And that kind of stuff. The rest of the country, you know, like where we're at, you know, again, it's, you can jump in the pool over the weekend. And so I don't know how this actually works. Maybe I'm missing something here. I don't know.
You know what? I really think Mother Nature is going through menopause again. So she's just all over the place with her hot and cold flashes, and someone just needs to regulate her hormones a little bit better.
Well, somebody was talking about, I think one of those CNN, MSNBC, one of those heavy drug usage networks, and they were talking about how bad it was. There were 25 cars, stuck on the freeway or the highway or whatever it was, and the snow, and they were talking about all this stuff, and I was thinking, what was the blizzard of 78, 79, when we had 200 and some odd cars stuck on the 128 uh-huh. freeway in Massachusetts? And the Army Corps of Engineers had to be called in. You don't hear about that. I wonder why.
Yeah, because they don't want to show, the climate cult doesn't want to show that nature is cyclical. The weather is cyclical. This happens, you know, weird things happen with the weather. There's no extremes. It happens. And, you know, the weather people kill me. They're saying, this is a once-in-a-generation storm. I'm like, oh, shut up. No, it's not. Bomb cyclone. Shut up. I mean, you know, there are some people that got a ton of snow, right, in some places. Buffalo, New York, they always get a ton of snow. They get nailed with snow. But there's some places that did get a lot of snow. You know, people, I feel very, really bad for people, even people in my area, lost electricity. I don't even know if they have it back yet. But, you know, it was inconvenient. But it was because of the high winds. But that stuff happens all across the country, weird weather, on a normal, regular basis. The climate cult just likes to tell everybody it's extreme because they like to fearmonger people into having to do green energy crap that doesn't work and makes everything worse.
Hey, you know, I think it's been so long since there's been these kind of weather issues. Is probably why they get away with it, but some of us are a little more seasoned. We remember back in the 70s when we had some brutal winters back then, as I recall. You know?
Oh, yeah.
2 years in a row.
Did I just mute by my... I think I muted myself by accident. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay, sorry. I think I was just talking and I realized it was on mute.
No, heard everything you said.
Okay, that was really strange. My computer's messing with me right now. And that's what it is. They count, you know, they count on people having short-term memory, right?
Yep.
You know, not remembering. And, of course, the younger generations don't know any of that stuff. They're the ones who they're really screwing, because those kids are literally afraid that the world is going to explode or crash and burn because of these idiots in the climate cult lying to them.
I know, they believe it. Well, somebody just said in the chat room, it's so true, they call it the bomb cyclone, right?
Yeah.
And I think the blizzard of 78 or 79, that was like the perfect storm. There were three different weather fronts that just met up at the exact same time. And then, I don't know what year it was, but there was a year that the hurricanes were so bad, the nor'easters were so bad, it actually knocked over the Old North Church's steeple. So the steeple on the Ordinary Church in the north end of Boston right now is not the one that was on there when the church was built. And it wasn't because it was renovated. It was because it was actually blown off with high winds and snow that reached 12. I remember snow reaching 12 feet, 15 feet, snow drifts to 20-some-odd feet. And I'm not making up stories like the old man on the porch. Go back and look at what it looked like in the 70s. We could almost climb to the top of telephone poles, for God's sakes.
Yeah, it different times it's been bad. And it also depends on where you live, right? And
yep.
When I used to live, years ago, I lived in Gloucester, and it was, we would get snow drifts. So we would either get, like, no snow, it would be rain, or it would be drifting type. I forget what they called it.
No, you lived in, didn't you live in Gloucester or something like that? No.
Gloucester, not Gloucester, although that looks like the name, how it should be pronounced. But we would get these drifts of snow, and we would be slammed with all kinds of snow. It was the ocean effect. That's what it's called, ocean effect, because I lived literally, like, right, you know, there. And everywhere on Gloucester was the same way. But it was, you know, it always depends on where you live, et cetera. It's just weather, for God's sake. It's weather. It changes. It's cyclical. It does whatever it wants. Mother Nature doesn't give a rat's behind about Greta Thunberg.
Yep. No, I get a kick out of it because, again, some of us who've been a little older, we've been through the weather cycles. One of the reasons I left Boston was because it was one of those, right after those blizzards, back-to-back blizzards, 2 years in a row. You couldn't go anywhere. You couldn't do anything. I made a mint driving a plow truck,
wow.
You know, to pick up extra buck. But look at it. It wouldn't stop snowing. I'm like, wow, I might as well take advantage of this. I had a license to drive a truck, so I did it. Actually, you'll get a kick out of this. I used to make cheese and salami sandwiches. I'd wrap them in tin foil or aluminum foil, and I'd put them on the engine while I was driving so that I could have a nice hot sandwich when it came time for the break. Anyhow, Joe will see your house. Don't go far. Be back in just a few minutes.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for you. Your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
U.S.
USA News update. Another foot of snow could fall in western New York, where officials are urging everyone to stay off the roads. Governor Kathy Hochul says so far, more than 550 rescues have been made throughout the weather event. Across the U.S., around 50 deaths have been reported due to the storm.
Our hearts are breaking for them.
This weekend's bone-chilling cold certainly led to a call by local utilities to conserve energy and temporarily turn down thermostats. In New York, energy spokesman Jamie McShane said there was an unprecedented nearly 50-degree change in temperature that stressed the interstate pipeline systems.
Those pipelines had equipment problems caused by the increased demand.
Google is out with its annual year in search list, and there's one thing noticeably absent this year. COVID was not among the top searches. Instead, people were busy searching for a lot of things pertaining to workouts and how to handle stress. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It has been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so that you're not, listen up, so that you're not part of the problem, okay? It really is that simple. Nancy Pelosi has a few words she'd like to say to you. Not me, you.
Puts people over politics. Mr. Speaker, it was sad to hear the minority leader earlier say that this legislation is the most shameful thing to be seen on the House floor in this Congress. I can't help but wonder, had he forgotten January 6th? Indeed, this is a day of immense patriotism. And that's patriotism. We reformed the Electoral Colcollege Act of 1987 to thwart future attempts to disrupt the peaceful transfer of power. And as I've said before, here in the heart of our democracy. Mr. Speaker, this is truly a package for the people. And with immense gratitude to Chairwoman Rosa DeLauro, Patrick Leahy, Chairman Patrick Leahy, Vice Chair Shelby, I urge strong bipartisan aye vote, yield back the balance of my time, and wish everyone a happy, healthy, and safe New Year. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas. Happy Schwanza. Happy Hanukkah. Whatever it is you celebrate.
Yeah. Whatever it is, you celebrate. That's right. I celebrate vodka. That's what I celebrate. Anyway.
Yeah.
Kimberly Marin joins me to discuss. I mean, this is for the American people, except there's no money in it for the American people to speak of. Right? I mean, nothing for the border, nothing to protect us, nothing for our vets.
No, this is nothing for the people. As a matter of fact, this is going to harm Americans even worse, because it's almost $2 trillion of spending that we certainly can't afford now, and it's going to increase inflation. You know, Biden keeps lying to us. The Biden administration keeps lying to us.
No.
They were under about a million jobs last quarter. They lied. They lied to us. The Federal Reserve is making changes and raising interest rates based on the lies the Biden administration is telling them, which they're all in on it, so they know anyway. And they're screwing us, because if we were really actually gaining back and having all these people go back to work, it would be a different story. But we don't. We have people, thousands and thousands of people losing their jobs all across the country, and the Biden administration is making it worse, as is the Fed. They are lying to us. I don't know the last time when any of these people told us the truth, to be honest with you. I have no idea. Nancy Pelosi certainly doesn't know what it is.
She doesn't even know what planet she's on. I mean, give me a break. Listen to her speak. Schwanza? What do we got? We have another holiday now we have to deal with? What's this one about, right?
She doesn't know. She's completely clueless. She probably had a little bit too much to drink that day.
Yeah, oh, well, she was celebrating early. She started celebrating Christmas, I think, back in October or something like that, I'm sure.
Well, and I'm sure the taxpayers paid for her liquor, too,
yeah.
So.
No,
I mean,
yeah, I know,
she had
right?
like 100,000, didn't she have like a 700,000 liquor bill on her private jet that she flew back and forth to Washington?
Yeah, she had her own plane. And she justified it by saying, as the Speaker of the House, being third in line for the White House, I need to have some protection, too. Oh,
yeah.
Bull puckies. Anyway, yeah, and nobody complained about that, right? I mean,
no,
seriously.
Never.
But she, again, you listen to these people. They self-justify all this stuff. They're never questioned by their own. Never. But again, no money for border security. There's so many things missing out of that. And so much money went to border security for other countries, which is really, 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 really irritating. I mean, these people hate this country. It's very, very obvious.
Oh, that's completely clear. But it's disturbing. And I don't... You know, they did this over Christmas, and one of the reasons they did it is because they figure people aren't going to be paying attention. They do it all the time.
Yeah.
Both sides do it. But what's really disturbing is they did they paid for border security at other for other countries, but not our own. We have Americans dying. I mean, when you have millions of illegals walking over the border and getting dispersed throughout the country, that not only lowers wages for Americans, but it increases the cost of health care, because we're paying for them to get free health care. It increases the cost of education for any of their kids that have to be educated, because, oh, wait, now we have a bunch of new kids in, and they can't speak English, so they need special ESL classes, and it harms our kids. I mean, you can go on and on down the line how much this harms us, which is why Biden and Democrats are doing it.
Yeah. There's no question about it.
100% they hate America.
Yep. No question about it. I mean, seriously. Okay. I got another one for you.
Go on.
Let me see if I get your blood, how high I get your blood pressure up, right? I mean, now we have Justice Ketanji. I can't even pronounce her name. Ketanji Jackson something.
Whatever. I know who you're talking about.
Brown Jackson, right? Apparently, It's a Wonderful Life, the movie. Not such a wonderful thing. Take a listen.
I'm a public business. I'm a photographer. My belief is that, you know, I'm doing It's a Wonderful Life scenes. That's what I'm offering. Okay? I want to do video depictions of It's a Wonderful Life. And I'm knowing that movie very well. I want to be authentic and...
Now, by the way, this is her explaining a situation.
So only white children and families can be customers for that particular product. Everybody else can, I'll give to everybody else, I'll sell them anything they want, just not the It's a Wonderful Life depictions. I'm expressing something, right, for your purposes, that's speech. What about, what's the other step? It's speech, and I can say anti-discrimination laws can't make me sell the It's a Wonderful Life package to non-white individuals.
What the hell is she talking about? What in the actual hell is she talking about?
I have no idea what she's trying to say.
Oh,
she's,
my God. What's the word when you get someone gets hired because of their skin color or sex or whatever?
I don't know.
My husband just yelled it from the other room. She's such an affirmative action hire that she's a moron. I didn't know she was an absolute moron. You can sell any... No, She doesn't even understand the concept. I know what she's talking about. I know exactly what she's referring to. She's talking about the bake and the cake thing. But she's talking about selling product now. No one gives a crap who their customers are as long as they're buying product that's already made.
Well, yeah, again, I don't know how much you have to smoke to try to tie it to saying that we would only, It's a Wonderful Life is for white folks, so therefore we only sell it to white folks. We only rent it to white folks.
Nobody's doing that.
Nowhere. Nowhere is that happening. And the funny thing about the part that they always leave out about these bakers and photographers and so forth is that they will sell a cake, they will sell pastries to anybody. What they won't do is get involved with, baking a cake for a same-sex couple. I'm supposed to look. You could buy anything want here, but I can't make a cake for you for this.
I thought it was insulting that Biden nominated her because based on her skin color, but I didn't know she was an absolute moron on top of it. I thought she at least had some credentials and qualifications and was intelligent to back that up.
Oh, no. No, I've heard her talk several times.
Oh, Lord. I've never heard her talk.
Several speeches. Yeah, no.
Oh, my God.
And even the way she handled a question and responding to it, a woman was, even that was asking.
Yeah, that was bad. I agree. That was really bad. But what she just explained has nothing to do with the baking a cake, being forced to bake a cake, or be a wedding photographer at something you disagree with. I mean, oh, my good Lord.
This stuff, for me, it never stops. I read this stuff. I have to listen to it two or three times. And you sit there and you're going to yourself, okay, this can't be right. I mean, maybe she meant something else. Maybe I'm taking it out of context. Because, we want to be careful not to take it out of context, right?
Right. No, but so as soon as you started playing it and I could go down her line of reasoning, I understood the wrong point she was trying to make, Joe. That's the bad part. That's why I understand she's an absolute moron. Just her point is completely void. It doesn't mean anything, and it's not pertaining to the actual cases where LGBT crowd is trying to intentionally force people to do things against their religion.
Right.
Even though there's other bakers all over the place, and those same bakers, like you said, would, hey, here is a cake for you. I'll even give you the decorations for it. You can do what you want with it. Nope. And they're doing it on purpose.
Well, the next big problem we're going to have here is the Biden administration now has come out in big numbers, and they're calling anybody who comes out against child gender mutilation misinformation. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more coming up from Kimberly Moran after this.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
We are back. Joe Machine, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's where I want you. Before I bring Kimberly back in, I want to play something here. The Biden administration is now labeling anything against child gender mutilation as misinformation. And that's what I'm calling it, mutilation, because if they were honest with themselves, you know, this has been something, for whatever reason, I've been on it from day one. Okay, I don't care whether you believe in God or not, whether you believe in Mother Nature, God, whatever. This is like another one of those little fads going on. And now you've got a majority of these girls that transition to boys wanting to detransition, and they are horrified they can't have children. There's so many things out that they can't do. And nobody told them. Everybody's been telling these parents that you can take the hormone blockers, you can stop them, and then what happens is everything goes back to normal. I can't go back to normal. Use those two brain cells that God gave you, Mother Nature gave you. And it shows you the ignorance of these parents that grew up in the public education system. You want your little Johnny or Susie or whatever the name is to feel good. You don't want them to feel bad about themselves. You don't want them to be sad, and you don't care. You really don't care. I mean, this is truly the child neglect, child abuse. You call it what you want. But there's no way you should be allowing these children. And I'll tell you what, we now have proof it's been done to kids as young as 8 and 9 years old. What is that all about? What is wrong with you people?
Joe, I'm going to jump in here because I know
you can jump in, but I'm still going to play this thing in a minute. Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead and play it.
All right, hold on. Take a listen.
So health professionals have a critical role to play. We must continue and to expand their work to address health misinformation directly.
Okay, by the way, this is Rachel Levine, you know, the person that's supposed to be keeping us safe.
Oh, I just thought it was just another man. I didn't know it was
her. So health professionals have a critical role to play. We must continue and to expand their work to address health misinformation directly with their patients. Now, this includes, but it goes beyond COVID-19. So I'd like to just talk briefly about another area of substantial misinformation that is directly impacting health equity in our nation, and that is the health equity of sexual and gender minorities.
Equity, yeah.
There is substantial misinformation about gender-affirming care for transgender and gender-diverse individuals. We are in this nation facing an onslaught of anti-LGBTQI+ actions at the state levels across the United States, and they are dangerous to the public health. The positive value of gender-affirming care for youth and adults is not in scientific or medical dispute. So we all need to work together to get our voices out in the front line. We need to get our voices in the public eye, and we know how effective our medical community can be talking to communities, whether it's at town halls, schools, conversations with others. And we need to use our clinicians' voice to collectively advocate for our tech companies to create a healthier, cleaner information environment. During a moment when public trust in our leaders and our information is very challenged, the healthcare worker community, the medical community, does, I believe, maintain a high degree of trust, and we have to utilize that. We have to utilize it effectively.
Yeah, thank you. Where's the positive value in affirming a mental health disorder? Right? I mean, that's what it's still considered a mental health disorder. Gender dysphoria.
The only misinformation comes from the left, from doctors who prescribe to the leftist gender ideology BS, and from the Biden administration. They do not. We've had this discussion before. I've done research. They don't have the information about the long-term effects on doing this to children. They don't have long-term.
No. I beg to differ with you a little bit. They do have some information now because what you're seeing, is that some of these people have gone through it within the last 5 years or so. One young lady, she's going bald, right? She's having all kinds of medical challenges. Bone density is down for her. It's just getting worse.
I know people who are trans. They were transitioned as adults, not as children.
Right.
And they have to be on medicine for the rest of their lives and hormones and things that really harm you, that you're not supposed to be on. And they have all kinds of medical issues. And these are grown adults, Joe. These are, you know, that did it later in life when they decided that's what they wanted to do. But they have to be on medicine for the rest of their lives. That harms them. What do you think this is doing to children? We already know that giving girls testosterone can harm their bone growth.
Yep.
There's all kinds of harm. We actually know that these things do. And when I say long-term studies, I mean, like, if you, long-term studies We don't have something from, okay, you're 15 years old, we're going to give you hormone blockers, puberty blockers, we're going to give you different kinds of hormones and do all these other things. We don't have, like, a 20-year study. What does that really look like? We don't have that. Does these scumbag, mutilating, children-hating, vile people... I watched my language. these people don't care. They're like, it's almost like they are Nazis performing experimental surgery on these children. That's what it reminds me of. Like Mengele, this is something he would have done to children. That's what this reminds me of.
I think you're 100% on. I think they know exactly what this done to the kids. We've seen videos now at conventions and such where the doctors in some of these hospitals are opening up and saying there is mega bucks in this.
Yeah.
Right?
And so I wanted to stop you earlier or interrupt earlier because you were saying, why are these parents letting this happen? Let me tell you something. Excuse me. Let me tell you something. Parents are being backed into a corner. They have all the people in public schools, all the psychologists and whoever, the teachers, they're all in on it, saying, oh, no, we're going to call you whatever your pronouns you want. Yep, you're trans. Yep, they don't ever want to deal with actual maybe real issues, the actual internal underlying issues that might be causing this, hurt this child to feel this certain way. Social media, you have all – our government, Joe, our government. So when a parent stands up and says, oh, no, what the heck are you doing? What are you talking about?
If you love your kids as much as you say you do,
you can grab that child,
you moved to Podunk City, Texas, or wherever.
It's everywhere, Joe. It doesn't matter. It is in every school, in every state in this country. They have destroyed our – I'm not kidding you. You can talk to people all over this country. It's in New Hampshire. Podunk, North Cupcake, New Hampshire. It's here. Believe me, I dealt with these people when I was fighting against trans bills.
Yeah, it is so bad. You are right.
It is very bad.
Yep.
It's very bad. It's everywhere. It's idolized and popularized on social media. I guarantee TikTok, I agree with everyone. TikTok should be gone. Gone. Yeah. I wouldn't be surprised if the Chinese government helped to try to push this kind of crap on TikTok to destroy our future generations.
Oh, there's no question.
Yeah.
No question about it. You know, and you think about the information they're pulling together, and you think about all the stuff that's going on with them. You have to stop and say to yourself, where are the, again, I'm sorry, you and I might disagree here, but where are the parents in all of this? Shut the darn phone off. Give them a flip phone. I don't know what to do
here.
I
agree with that. I do agree with all that. Like, you've got to monitor your... I was lucky. And I mean, you're a little bit older, so... Your kids didn't have that issue, and I didn't let my child have an actual cell phone until he got a car, you know, because I do agree you might need it, like, for an emergency, call AAA, whatever, but I agree on that. I tell parents all the time who have young kids, do not let that kid be online. Just don't. Don't let them be online.
They don't need to be online. They have no business being online.
No, unless you're sitting there with them, like playing some educational game, absolutely don't need to be online. You don't want your kids online. I warn parents about that all the time. I mean, I teach a class to women about, you know, protecting yourself, and that's one of the things I tell them. Because it's bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, but again, where are the parents at with all this? I know some people get upset because they keep blaming parents. But they're your kids. I don't care how mad they get at you. They're your kids.
They threaten to take your kids away, Joe. They will bring you to court and say that you can't parent your kid. In other countries and sometimes in states in this country, they've taken kids away because the parents wouldn't accept that this kid that their kid was trans and they wanted to try to help them not be that way.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding you. They're all involved in this. Child protective services, they're not protecting the kid.
No,
They're setting the kid up for failure. Well, they haven't in a long time. But so this is what parents are up against, Joe. unfortunately.
Right. Well, you have a safe New Year's. Don't do anything stupid, because I want you back here with me next week. And
That's right. Happy. Oh, I'll be here before. Wait. Yeah, I won't be here. Happy New Year, everyone.
All right. Talk to you later on. Troubleshooter host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.